Well, if we look at them, it's pretty obvious that their main function is to subordinate the order of nuns to the order of monks. It's to make the bhikkhunis completely dependent on the bhikkhus. The bhikkhunis, the nuns, are to be kept in a state of perpetual pupillage. So what was the reason for this? One scholar has offered a suggestion. He suggested that Mahaprajapati's request created an organizational problem for the Buddha. You see, even the Buddha had organizational problems. The order of monks was already in existence. It had been in existence for some years, maybe 20 years by this time. So the Buddha was faced, was confronted even, with three alternatives, three possibilities, organizationally speaking. One, he could admit women to the existing order of monks, thus creating a single unified order. Or two, he could create an entirely separate and independent order for women. Or three, he could subordinate the order of nuns to the order of monks. Now, the first of these alternatives was clearly out of the question. Both monks and nuns were expected to lead lives of celibacy, and this would presumably be rather difficult if they were living together as members of a single unified order. The second alternative was out of the question too. The Buddha could hardly be the head of two quite separate, quite independent orders. In any case, he was externally at least still a man, and a man could hardly be the head of an order of nuns. And if it was really separate and independent, that order of nuns would have to be headed by a woman. So that left only the third alternative, better to say, that of subordinating the order of nuns to the order of monks. And this alternative, the Buddha adopted. Now, this explanation is certainly of interest. There may even be a certain amount of truth in it. But it does not really suffice to explain the specific form taken by the eight important rules. Something more than organizational convenience seems to be involved.